This is a podcast from WOR. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is a two-hour show, and those of you who were just tuning in, if you'd like to find out exactly what we spoke about during the first hour, and we spoke about immune formulas that might help you ward off or help treat colds and flu, you can do that. You can go to our website, www.wilner.com, and we have a little tab there that says radio show. And if you click the radio show, you can find today's show. You can either listen to the first hour if you like, or we even have a transcript on there, which will you'll be able to read what we said on the first hour. So you can... So you can either listen to it again, or you can read. Bless you, Dr. Podell.
Yes.
Okay.
My wife has had a bad cold, and I said I never get sick from it, but maybe I'm starting to.
Well, you know, if you do a little bit about what we said the first hour here, you know, take the Akina Acute Complex. That would be very good for you. You know, once you take a squirt of that in your mouth, boy, you won't get sick again. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Those of you who were on the phones over the break, thank you for staying there. And let's talk to John from Hempstead, Long Island. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'd like to ask, if someone recently had a colon cancer and it was removed, and the following PET scan showed no further involvement, what vitamins or herbs should one take to help prevent it, and what vitamins or herbs shouldn't he take, and what should he eat and what shouldn't he eat?
Oh, that's a show in itself. That's great. Okay, that's good, John. Okay, Dr. Podell and I will both chime in with this because I'm the host. I'll start. The most important. Did they cut out his colon?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had a colonoscopy. He has an ostomy bag.
No. Everything is all right.
Okay, so they just cut out a little bit and they reattached the colon.
35 centimeters.
Oh, okay.
And the lymph nodes were clean and the borders were clean.
Okay. The most important thing, according to me, is what you eat all the time. Okay? If you eat junk food, you know, you can take all the good vitamins you want and it's... You know, it's not going to do a lot of good.
Junk food.
Yeah. So no junk food.
No.
You don't. Not a lot of wasted empty calories from carbohydrates and candy and junk food.
No, I don't eat candy.
Okay.
We also would not want the other form of junk food is saturated fat, so that you probably want to do very little red meat.
Okay.
And also not a lot of milk fat either. So if you have milk, you would have with the low-fat version.
I'm lacto intolerant, so I don't need to.
Okay. So you stay away from dairy foods. Stay away from a lot of meat. You know, every once in a while is fine. Concentrate on chicken and fish. Right. If you can get yourself some good organic chicken, that would be wonderful. And just get you try and get a fish that hasn't been grown in a
tank?
Yeah. You want to get nice, good, fresh fish, okay? You don't want to get... and the one wonderful fish is Alaskan salmon. If you can get good Alaskan salmon, that's the best fish there is.
Yeah, that's what my wife usually gets. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
You want to have lots of colored fruits and vegetables because a lot of the anti-cancer biochemicals are in anything that's red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely important. All of those, as Dr. Podell said, all of those nice colored vegetables and fruits are wonderful. And the more important of the group is the vegetables. Okay, you can get by eating the vegetables and a lesser amount of fruit. Now, why do I say that? Fruits themselves have a lot of carbs in them. You know, they have natural amounts of fructose and things like that. And so if you minimize the amount of fruits and maximize the amount of vegetables, I believe you'll be better off. Now, what about grains? What about bread and things like that? The least amount you eat, the better.
I eat a 7-grain bread. Okay. That's bad.
No. Yeah.
I don't think breads create a major risk in terms of colon cancer.
It's not a risk. I always go back to what I call the Paleolithic diet.
Right.
All right? Which means whatever was around when man came on this earth is what you should be eating. You know, they had animals around, so man ate animals. He ate chicken. He may have caught fish. You know, but there's no reason that he didn't have bread. You know, there was no bread around.
Right.
He didn't have any canned foods around. You know, he didn't have any salami. You know, so if you the fruits were there, the vegetables were there, you know, but the grains were new. They had nuts. Nuts are wonderful, especially walnuts. Walnuts are great.
And the other ones, whatever. Okay, listen, tell Dr. That you should take olive leaf extract for his cold. Somebody failed it.
Okay, John, you know, I said about the foods, but, you know, this is not a food show. This is a nutrition vitamins.
Yeah. I mean, now, the symptoms have all started in the last hour, so yeah. I haven't been able to do anything.
Okay, now, what about nutrients?
Yeah.
Okay, mushroom extracts are excellent. You know, maitake mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms.
Okay.
All sorts of mushrooms.
The idea is you're priming the immune system, because what you want to do, if there is a cancer cell here or there, you want your immune system to be able to take care of it.
Right.
You want to be able to use things like AHCC.
What's that? Okay.
Okay, most of the companies have AHCC.
Right.
Jarrow has AHCC,
right.
And Quality of Life has AHCC.
Right.
There's a proprietary formula called Empower by American Biosciences.
Right.
It's an excellent form of AHCC. So that's important. Okay, taking good amounts of... you know, we always say start with a multivitamin. Make sure you're taking a good, robust multivitamin formula.
Yeah, I take a good one.
Excellent. Make sure you're taking calcium. There's been studies about calcium in colon cancer.
How much calcium?
I don't think you need to be above, 800 milligrams a day.
Okay.
You know, taking things, make sure you're taking good amounts of vitamin D. It might be important for you next time you're at your doctor, get your vitamin D levels checked. See where where you are.
It's 50.
Okay, you're good. Whatever you're doing to maintain that's great.
Right.
Okay, maintain it at least at 50. Other than that, you know, vitamin C, of course.
Is there any of that I shouldn't take?
You mean in terms of nutritionals?
Yeah, you know, anything that would change my inner being that would promote cancer.
I doubt that anything that would be viewed as a health food type supplement. I don't think any of those would be harmful.
Not in a supplement thing. They're
No, I've been taking vitamins since I'm 10. And believe me, if I didn't, I don't think I'd be here now. I'm in my 80s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, whatever you're doing well. It seemed that you got through the colon cancer thing okay.
Yeah, and I'm in pretty good shape. I'm up to walking 2 miles. It's practically every day.
Excellent. Okay, it was good to hear from you, John.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, how's that? John, did well.
Yep.
Okay, Janet from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
That was a very interesting call.
Yeah.
God bless them.
That's right.
Okay, my problem is I've been taking cod liver oil for approximately 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear that cod liver oil leaches the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if that's true, and does it give you osteoporosis?
No and no.
Okay, it don't leach.
No, there's no problem with cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil
has good benefits as far as the omega-3s,
right.
EPA and DHA, plus it has natural vitamin A and D present, so that's fine. Absolutely. No reason why not to use cod liver oil at the dosage you're using it.
It doesn't leach the bone.
No, it doesn't leach the bone.
That. What causes osteoporosis then?
Osteoporosis means basically bad bones, and it's from a lack of hardness to the bones. Bones get hard because of the calcium and other minerals, but the problem is getting the calcium into the bones, and the vitamin D, and especially vitamin D helps the absorption of the calcium from the gut, and vitamin K2 helps to get the calcium from the gut into the bones.
Would that be D6?
No, D3.
D3?
And K2.
K2 and calcium. And
go ahead.
How much calcium should be taken?
It varies.
Yeah, what is the government recommending these days?
1,200,
something like
milligrams.
That. Yeah.
But that's not the whole answer. It's getting the calcium from that tablet you're taking into your blood.
Right, and that's where the vitamin D has an important role.
And that's where vitamin D has a role, getting it, you know, into your blood. And vitamin K gets it from the blood into your bones.
Oh.
So it's a whole thing.
A network.
You got it.
Okay. The other thing is I'm very tired, and I've been thinking it's about taking CoQ10. Would that do any good?
It would do good. I don't know if it'll definitely help your tiredness, but it'll definitely help your heart.
See, anything that you're deficient in will tend to make you tired. So whether coenzyme Q is a particular need for you or not, as opposed to vitamin B12 or B6 or whatever, we don't know.
Okay.
But they're all good things, and they all will help people if they are weak in them.
Okay.
Okay. About how many milligrams is a CoQ10?
At least 100 milligrams.
100 milligrams.
Okay, Janet.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Okay. It's time for another break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com. by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the Nutritional Supplement Professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your nutrition questions. And our next caller is Jim from Fairville, New Jersey. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Arnie. I find both you and Dr. Prodell very informative and very helpful.
Thank you so much.
I have had a 10-year bout now with arthritis in my right hip. And from Wilner Chemist, I've been taking vitamin D3, MSM, fish oil, Zyflamend, FlexNow, Caprex, and so on. Mm-hmm. And my two questions are, what other supplements should I be taking that I'm not taking for arthritis in the hip? And the second question is, what food should I avoid in my diet to avoid inflammation of the arthritis in my hip?
Okay, good question. First of all, in the list of things that you mentioned, I didn't hear you mention glucosamine and chondroitin.
No, I didn't.
That's because you're not taking them or you forgot?
I'm not taking them.
Why?
The alternative doctor I go to in New York didn't recommend them.
Well, with everything else you're taking, I would strongly suggest that you take something like glucosamine and chondroitin. They both, you know, will add something to your regimen. They will. You're taking a lot of anti-inflammatories, natural anti-inflammatories, which is good, but the glucosamine and chondroitin can help, you know, rebuild a little bit of that cartilage in the hip. So I think it would be worthwhile taking glucosamine, chondroitin, along with the MSM and everything else you're taking. You should be taking about 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine, about 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin each day, broken up at least a couple times.
It takes at least about 2 months to see the effect.
Yeah, and it's not something that's going to be, you notice a difference in a week. So this would be about a two-month trial to see if you notice any difference there.
Now, which is that Don likes? Is it devil's claw, cat's claw?
Devil's claw.
Devil's claw.
Yeah.
That has some data for arthritis as well.
Yeah, that has good anti-inflammatory data.
Yeah. Let me make a comment here. I find that an awful lot of what is called arthritis, I don't doubt that you have arthritis, but a lot of the pain and limitations has to do with strains on the muscles. And indeed, imbalances in posture and muscles is probably how the arthritis came about in the first place. And that orthopedists and even rheumatologists tend not to deal with this. Physical therapy in terms of strengthening certain muscles, relaxing other muscles, and keeping your posture in balance is very, very important in terms of symptom relief and in preventing progression.
Okay, Jim.
Are you as skeptical about hip implant operations as I am? Because I read the August article in the New York Times, the front page article, where these patients were crippled by the metal-on-metal hip implants, and I'm very skeptical of having an operation.
Okay, so you're talking about a hip replacement?
Yes.
I don't know anything really
I don't
bad
know
about
enough.
Myself.
Well, okay, when it works and when the hip prosthesis doesn't fall apart, it does wonderfully good. But there were some studies that apparently some of them, and I don't know if it's a particular brand or particular kind, where little shavings of metal were going off and they were causing inflammation around the joint, and that's bad. Now, how are you going to get the orthopedist to promise not to use one of the bad ones and just only use the good one? I'm not sure if they know how to do that, really.
Oh, I think they probably
well,
do.
No. I mean, do we know which one is going to go bad, ultimately?
Yeah. Well, the place that I know, the best place that I know, if I had to have anything like that done, would be a place in New York City, the Hospital for Special Surgery. Okay, that's up on up on the east side around
70s, yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of it.
Right.
You know, check out some of the doctors there, and that's where I would go if I needed anything like that. They do, you know, they take care of the football teams and the basketball teams and all like that. So they know what they're doing up there, and check it out that way.
Thanks so much. You're both very helpful.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Sure.
Okay. All right, guess what? It's time. It's getting time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer. We'll be right back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. ProPax with NT Factor is the daily, all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. Five tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, ProPax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for ProPax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're going to be traveling on the Harlem River Drive, still seeing some closures, all due to the marathon, this report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Both directions around the Willis Avenue Bridge, we've got the closure. And traffic is jammed up north of the bridge, up through Dyckman Street. It's a big mess. Steer clear. West Side Highway might be a little bit better for you. Cross Bronx Expressway slows eastbound side off the GW Bridge heading into Webster Avenue. Also, if you're going to be over on the 59th Street Bridge, we had some earlier closures due to the marathon. A lot of people have gone over to the Midtown Tunnel to avoid delays, and man, they're really getting hit on the chin there as well. Over at the GW Bridge, a minor wait, but then heavy on the Cross Bronx eastbound side off the bridge into Webster Avenue. We're quiet at the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel will cost you about 30 minutes heading into Manhattan. Getting ready for Small Business Saturday. Make sure to get your free promotional tools from Constant Contact. Visit ConstantContact.com/Saturday. Alternate side is suspended for tomorrow. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist and nutritional supplement professionals.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And we're taking your questions all about nutrition and whatever relates to nutrition. So let's talk to Tina from New Hyde Park, Long Island. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. And yourself?
Doing well, thank you. I have a couple of questions, but my main concern is chlorella.
Okay.
I've been taking that for like a couple of years, mm-hmm. and And I just realized it comes from Japan. And
that's right.
Yeah, I'm freaking out because of the Fukushima nuclear explosion. And
don't freak out. Okay, Fukushima. The Fukushima reactor and the problems occurred in the northeast part of Japan. Now, there are two good companies that make chlorella. One of them is Sun Chlorella, and that company has been around for years and years. And there's another supplier of chlorella called Yayama. Both of those come from southern Japan. Okay, they're over 300 miles south of Fukushima. And as far as radiation, there's really no radiation down in southern Japan.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with chlorella myself. It doesn't come from anywhere near where the reactor is, and the Japanese are pretty good at this stuff, and they're constantly measuring radiation, and there's no radiation down from Fukushima down in southern Japan.
Okay.
So you don't need to worry about Sun Chlorella or Yayama Chlorella.
Okay, and what about spirulina, pure Hawaiian? I'm taking that.
Well, that's Hawaii, though.
I know, I realize that, but do you think that's far enough away from Japan?
Oh, it's about 3,000 miles away. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll still continue to take that. Okay, and just two more very quick questions. I take liquid vitamin D, 6,000 IUs daily, and my level was only 45. Should I raise it?
45 is not horrible. You know, so if you want to go up another drop of the liquid, sure. Just see if you want to get up to 50 or what's your goal?
At least 50. So you don't think that?
Yeah, you can go up, although I've seen this many, many times where people are taking what ought to be good doses, which ought to give them higher levels, and they don't. Now, some of them have a gluten problem, like celiac kind of thing, but most of the ones, at least in my hands, I can't explain at all, except there is a definite subgroup. I don't think you need to spend a lot of effort getting it higher, but if you wanted to do the drop more, you can, but make sure you follow up with the measurement. Just in case the last one was wrong, and it's really going to be a lot higher.
No, trust me, I'm pretty good with this. So as long as, like, you don't think that's too much, that I'm hurting my body with all that vitamin D.
Well, you see, the blood level is what we're supposed to go by.
Okay.
Not how much you take, but you keep following the blood level.
Okay. All right, just one more very quick question. Greek yogurt, I take organic Stonyfield. Is pasteurized, but is that okay? I mean, I try to have it like every day, one serving. Is that fine?
Stonyfield is a good organic company. They produce nice products. I'm sure it's fine. I don't see any reason why not to do it.
Just because pasteurized, I get afraid of that
word.
No,
pasteurized means that it started with something that's pasteurized. You can't pasteurize yogurt because you'll kill the bacteria.
Okay.
You have to make sure that whatever you're buying, you want to see that it has live bacteria.
And it does, but it says the milk is
Yeah, it started with pasteurized milk.
And that's fine.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. You guys are great. I love you guys.
Well, thanks, Tina.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Lynn from Newport, Rhode Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi there.
Are you listening to us live on the radio?
Not at the moment. I turned you off. So.
But you were listening on the radio.
Oh, for years.
Oh, okay. But you get us up in Newport, Rhode Island.
The signal from WOR is spectacular.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
However, I'm a New Yorker, but I've been living for a while in New England here, and we don't walk as much outdoors all winter as we do in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like I'm not getting enough sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, after years ago, I researched the full-spectrum lights, and I think it may be worthwhile trying that. And I wondered if you guys have any input on preferences. I mean, I know it should be 10,000 lux.
Okay, so you're concerned about seasonal affective disorder?
Well, maybe not quite as extreme as that, but I lose energy even though I exercise, I'm just not outdoors as much.
Well, being outdoors in New England in the winter doesn't give you any vitamin D.
I understand that, too.
And doesn't give you any light stimulus.
Yeah, I understand that, too. And my vitamin D has been down in the tests, even though we've bumped it up. So I'm thinking that it's worthwhile trying. What do you think as far as, do you have any feelings as to the larger ones as opposed to the not quite as large?
You're talking about the full spectrum lighting.
Yeah.
It definitely works in most people. You have to sit within 14 inches of it. You do not stare into it, but you can read a magazine or you can look at the television. But the light has to get into your eye. And you do a half an hour in the morning. If you do it in the evening, it'll wake you up and you won't get to sleep. It's quite effective in most people who have this problem.
I understand that.
And whether it's real big light or little light, I don't think matters a whole lot.
Except that they break, I think. Do you have any feelings as to some that you've used that you prefer? I mean, the Verilux or the...
No, I don't think... There's some articles now about, maybe blue light is better than the full spectrum light.
And
or
green
something.
Light may be better. And I've been reading all of that.
I think they all work. So just pick a relatively inexpensive one and sit within 14 inches.
Do you have any feeling as to... Okay. Do you have any feeling as to preferring... the emulsified vitamin D?
I personally just take regular vitamin D.
It hasn't raised my vitamin D level.
By all means, if you want to try an emulsified one, I think a company called Biotics makes emulsified vitamin D. You can try that. We have it at Wilner's. By all means.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. Thanks
now.
For the call, Lynn. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number right here in the studio. Give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. All right. Next, we have John calling from Philadelphia. Hi, John.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I listen to you guys all the time, and being a fellow pharmacist, it's always good to follow your program. I commend you guys, and not to exclude Dr. Prodell, you're awesome. to see a doctor or to hear a doctor like yourself, you're definitely one of a kind, being in this side of the country and seeing mostly conventional practicing healthcare.
Yeah.
But my question is that I get always asked in my pharmacy in the retail setting is the differences between intramuscular injections of B12 compared to the oral supplementation of a methylcobalamin, which I usually recommend. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know, has there been any updated research to support the oral? Because I know I read some recent or a few years back where they were saying it was similar. But I'm not sure if there's been any updated ones that you guys might have read.
I haven't noticed anything lately, but if you take a 1 milligram methylcobalamin orally, that will, unless you're in that small minority that malabsorbs B12, that pernicious anemia, but if you've just not been eating right or you're not digesting real well, the 1 milligram will get enough in there. Now, sometimes what we try to do in sort of the orthomolecular medicine is we want to get even higher doses because we want to get it past the blood-brain barrier into the brain. And there, you can't do that with a pill. You have to do a shot. When you take the shot, you get huge levels for a brief amount of time. And therefore, you're going to get more into the brain. If you take the oral, it comes in more slowly, doesn't reach a high level. It's a plenty high level for ordinary nutritional purposes. But if you're trying to do some megadose treatment of, say, an Alzheimer's or something that's in the brain, then the shot is better.
Okay. That sounds great. I appreciate that answer. And Dr. Prodell, you mentioned earlier from a caller, if you're not deficient in these certain nutrients, which I always tell patients that come into our pharmacy, because they always say, well, I want more energy. Can I take B12? My doctor told me to take B12. My always response is, well, were you deficient in it? Because I haven't seen from my practice, and you guys actually have experienced more than I have, I haven't really seen patients taking it unless they're deficient from it. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, how do you know that you're deficient in B12?
Well, you would actually do a blood test.
People don't usually do a B12 blood test. It's not a usual thing. It's easy enough to take B12.
You know, okay, and then it's see from there.
Yeah. Sure.
There's two separate concepts. One is the nutritional needs, which means that if you get below a certain point, most people will get sick. And then there are the few individuals who need megadoses. And they're not so few, but, you know, for any particular nutrient, there are some people that need much higher doses than ordinarily the government recommends. And that's when we use the megadose concept. Okay. So the lady who was saying, is she tired because of lack of coenzyme Q? The odds are that it would only matter if it was new, it was in the deficient level. But there are other things like the folic acid, B12, and so on, where some people really need a lot more than others.
You know, you have to realize, John, that the government recommendations are a guideline, and they're just an average. You know, you know what an average is. It's where the good meets the bad. You know, you can have people whose needs of CoQ10 or B12 are 20% more than someone else.
Yeah. See, so someone with congestive heart failure, we would get their coenzyme Q up to very, very high levels because there's some data that says that that is a specific megavitamin kind of treatment that works. On the other hand, a normal person walking around, I wouldn't be pushing very high doses of coenzyme Q unless there was some reason to think they were deficient. And what I do now is I measure this.
Okay, John. Thanks so much for the call.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks a lot, John. You too. All right, time for another break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR in New York City. Let's see. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotic Kampuku Beauty Bar combines the revitalizing power of natural ingredients, ancient Asian fermentation skills, and modern science to create a clarifying, balancing, and rejuvenating skin cleanser gentle enough for the entire family. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula contains probiotic and prebiotic nutrients to help support a balanced ecology necessary for healthy skin. This is especially important in today's world of overusing antibacterial soap, which kills both bad and good bacteria. So for supple, radiant-looking skin naturally, get Dr. O'Hara's Kampuku Beauty Bar today. Chemical-free, hypoallergenic, natural, containing no fragrances, deodorants, or preservatives, and never tested on animals. Dr. O'Hara's Kampuku Beauty Bar provides probiotic skincare for your whole family. Dr. O'Hara's Kampuku Beauty Bar was honored with Better Nutrition Magazine's 2011 Best of Natural Beauty Award and is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We're celebrating this event with sale, contests, and giveaways. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products: Echinacea Golden Seal 90 Veggie Caps, Echina Acute Complex Liquids and Liquid Veggie Caps, Immune Complex Liquids, Relax AM and PM Liquids, and Ginkgo Biloba Leaf Liquids and Veggie Caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professional since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to The Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth, and as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, two New Chapter products, prenatal tablets and Prostate 5LX, both on sale at one-half price. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Christy from New Canaan, Connecticut. Hi, Christy.
Hi. I just got my blood work back, and I have elevated levels of thyroid-stimulating hormone. So I was just wondering if you could recommend anything I could take naturally to maybe, you know, support my thyroid gland.
Okay, Dr. Prodell, what does it mean when the thyroid-stimulating hormone is high?
Okay, well, thyroid-stimulating hormone is not a thyroid hormone. What it is a pituitary hormone that pushes the thyroid to work. So if the thyroid's getting sluggish, the pituitary puts out more TSH. So this is a sign that the thyroid is getting sluggish. Now, very likely, because you didn't say it was wrong, off, your actual thyroid hormones, T3 and T4, were probably okay. Is that correct?
I haven't gotten that panel done yet. I'm going back in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, let's assume it's okay. In the mainstream, they say that's all you have to do. In the alternative field, we kind of think that we want to get the TSH down to the normal. And natural products that are needed for the TSH would include selenium, mm-hmm. zinc, tyrosine.
Iodine?
Iodine, if you're right. Most Americans have enough iodine, but yes, iodine is certainly necessary. But whether you would, I mean, those are things I think are reasonable to do. Some alternative doctors would say, let's give a trial of some natural thyroid. But you don't have to do that. And most of the conventional people would say, no, let's just follow it. But the nutrients that I said are the ones that are most important for trying to improve the thyroid function.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I also read something about taking Chlorella, and I heard that woman earlier talk about Chlorella, and you mentioned some good brand names to buy.
Yes.
Because I also understand that Chlorella is good for detoxing heavy metals, and
yes,
that perhaps the thyroid gland can be damaged from, you know, certain heavy metals in the environment.
It's possible. You know, taking Chlorella is a good thing.
Okay.
No reason why you wouldn't take it, whether your thyroid is affected or not. It's a good, you know, it's a good supplement.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Okay. We have John from Brooklyn. Hi, John.
Yes. I have a question about the cottonseed oil.
Sure.
Cottonseed oil.
Yeah.
Used as instead of the olive oil. How bad is cottonseed oil, saturated fat, trans fat, or polysaturate, or another fat compared to olive oil?
Well, I think I don't like cottonseed oil. Why? Because cotton isn't a food. Okay, you don't eat cotton. So there's, you know, and it's very frequently that cotton is sprayed.
I eat cotton candy.
Then you're fine. Okay, cotton candy accepted. You know, I don't like cottonseed oil because cotton isn't a food crop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there's an additional reason. This is an omega-6 oil. They tend to be pro-inflammatory. Getting a little bit of it is okay. You take a lot of that, and this would include all the liquid oils except for olive oil, which is an omega-9, and canola, and the omega-3s from fish oil. Mm-hmm. Those are healthy. In America, while we do need an amount of omega-6s, we tend to get too much because of the margarines and the use of these vegetable oils. So it's not just that because it's not a food, mm-hmm. but the same would be for corn oil. You would be concerned about having too much omega-6.
Okay, I have another second part of question. How much D1, D2, and D3 supposed to have?
Well, it depends. Excuse me. It depends who you listen to. If you listen to the guidelines of the recommended daily allowances that the government issues, you know, you're talking about minor milligrams, maybe a couple of milligrams of each one. We in the alternative field feel that's not enough.
I mean, so when you do the blood test, then how much is supposed to be good side?
How much on a blood test?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. If you want to know, is there enough B12 or B1 or thiamine, by standard, mainstream standards, you measure the blood level of that. Okay, fasting blood, you measure, is it in the normal range? On the other hand, if you want to know, are your enzymes getting a sufficient amount, which includes certain enzymes that we all have that may be sluggish and need more than the government says, then you do something like an organic acid analysis where you could look at the different acids in your body. You see which are interconverted to which. You know which, when one is high and the other is low, we know which enzyme is defective. We know which vitamins and minerals are needed for that enzyme. And then we would just add it until we get the product that we want. So, for instance, methylmalonic acid requires vitamin B12. If the methylmalonic acid is high, it can be high even with very good amounts of vitamin B12 in the blood, because those individuals need more than the normal. Even though their blood levels are good, the methylmalonic acid says, functionally, you need more. And so that's how an alternative doctor would look at the individual metabolism, not just the blood levels, but the relative need of the different enzymes.
Did that answer your question, John?
And how about the D3?
D3 you can measure directly with a blood test.
How much is means need, minimum need?
There isn't a minimum need. It's what gets your vitamin D25 hydroxy test into the 30s, say mainstream, into the 40s or 50s, tend to say alternative people.
Yeah, it's the amount that it's the blood level that you're shooting for. You're shooting for a blood level, let's say, between 30 and 50.
Yeah. So if you're out in the sun a lot, you may not need to take any extra vitamin D. On the other hand, if you are not out in the sun, as most of us are not, and you tend to malabsorb things, you may need 5,000 units a day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, John. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, during the first hour, I mentioned a test that's available from a company called omega3test.com. They have a website, www.omega3test.com. And when you go to that website, if you put in the code Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, which comes from Nordic Naturals, you can get an omega-3 blood test for $99. Now, that's obviously not cheap, but it's very, very worthwhile. It's a $150 test, but if you use the code word Nordic, you get it done for $99. And it gives you the ratio of your omega-3s to omega-6s, and most of us have too much omega-6 in our blood. And the way to alter that ratio is to increase the amount of omega-3s that you take. It's a home test, and it's a little card that they send you, and they send you a little thing that you stick your finger, and you put a drop of blood on four different spots, let it dry, mail it into the company, and a couple of weeks later you'll get a very nice test telling you how much omega-3s and omega-6s you have in your blood. It's very, very nice. I highly recommend it. www.omega3test.com. Okay, now you're going to listen and find out a little bit about a wonderful product that we have at Wilner's called Antiox Phyto Complex.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of prenatal tablets and Prostate 5LX, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, block south of Grand Central Terminal, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out in the control room. And please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.
This has been a podcast from WOR.